Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
So I want to talk about bathroom habits.
Okay, wait. People already think that we have toilet humor.
I know. So what I mean about this is toilet seats. These toilet seat arguments. Do you leave it up, down, lid closed?
Did you know that it has been actually, the toilet paper argument has been settled?
Oh, yeah.
It is over.
Yes.
It's over.
Yes.
I heard that on NPR a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Look, I actually sourced something from where I heard, and they sourced it from somewhere. Yes. So go listen
if
to
you
like,
look
wait,
at the,
wait, don't tell me
the
about
original the original patent. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yes. It is over, not under. Right. Thank you very much. You under people, piss off.
Yeah,
moving on to the seat issue, because
we differ on this one.
You went crazy as soon as I said toilet seats, and I'm like, I'm not even gonna fucking tell you what I'm gonna say about it yet. So,
So for me, I look at the ratio. Like if I'm visiting someone, I look at the ratio of men to women in the home.
Okay.
And if there are more men, the toilet seat goes back up. If there are more women, toilet seat stays down.
If there's one man, one woman, say.
Right. Let's say there's even, then the whole thing comes down, lid and all.
Oh,
see, don't.
I hate that. I hate that. Okay. So here is my reasoning, is that women use the toilet seat down.
Mm-hmm.
Men use, in general, use the toilet seat both up and down.
Right.
And therefore, down is the default position because you have to use it down sooner or later, dudes.
Right.
And some dudes like it.
You never know what they're going in there for.
Right.
That's
and
true.
Some dudes like it down all the time, whether it's for some medical reason or whatever. And some dudes just like to pee sitting down because they get a break.
Right.
Like, and I can't blame them. I tell them, yes, do it sitting down. There's nothing unmanly about peeing sitting down.
Yeah, no shame.
You get to just rest. It's called a restroom. See?
Ha, ha, ha.
The
You're
other
so
thing is, I know, the other thing is, with the closing of the lid, okay, so why do you think some people close the lid entirely, all of it?
So I think for some people, it's the ick factor of closing the lid before you flush. It contains the ick. However...
Don't let the feces fly out.
Exactly, because my toothbrush lives there.
Did you never watch Mythbusters about the feces and the toothbrush?
So I was gonna say there actually.
Okay, we're gonna have to put links into like the toilet paper thing, the toilet paper patent to Mythbusters, feces, and the toothbrush.
Shark Tank. Actually, they had a product on there that they talked about the spray.
The spray that it's a deodorizer and a sealant.
The spray actually from the toilet.
Oh, no. I've seen the spray that is supposedly like an oil that is a sealant so that you don't have the feces germs flying everywhere. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so as seen on
TV.
But
they actually showed like the trajectory of what it looks like, like when you flush without the lid down and then with the lid down, right?
Fecal matter trajectory.
But the thing is
we went there.
It doesn't help that much to put the seat down. It doesn't, or the lid down. And so, yeah. Some people
they just don't want to see, they're like, oh, I still need to clean the toilet. And they just like close.
There is that as well.
There's a stain on my bowl.
And then I know we talked about people with
with pets.
So people with pets, I get, you know, you don't want your cat sitting in the toilet. No, I will say, when I was growing up, my mom had a friend who had a whole bunch of cats. One of them was this giant, like, 20-pound cat who they had nicknamed Flush Butt because literally it was a white cat. And the only way they could get it clean was to essentially stick it in the toilet, close the lid, and just flush the toilet.
He closed the lid on a cat.
But the cat
and
was totally cool with it.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't like a thing. But I mean,
we tried to train one cat. At one point we had three cats, me and White Nerd, and we were like, okay, we're gonna toilet train them. And there's this whole process where and one of them actually took to it really well. And she's like, I'm down with this. I could totally do this. The other two were like, we are old and we do not wish to jump on the toilet to pee.
Right.
Look, this is on the floor. It's right here. we're going in the box. And we're like, okay, so we had to abandon it.
Least resistance.
Yeah, right. And right now I have two cats. Stuart Copeland, he doesn't want to be anywhere near the toilet except for maybe to, like, rub on your legs while you're sitting there.
Right.
This is another reason, guys. It's cool to sit down because the pets are going to come in. You have less worry about peeing on the pets.
Yes. Either they're coming in or they're pawing at the door.
Mm-hmm. Or they're sitting on the toilet tank staring at your junk. Oh, and, like, God, that must be uncomfortable. I've heard about that one. Or you're peeing on your child. Peeing on toddlers that are like, what's that? I know somebody who did that. They peed on their kid. It was sort of by accident. Fiona does want to, she likes to play in the water, but she's a bitch and she kind of, you know, deserves whatever. Mm. I love that cat. She's a scrambled egg. She's inexplicable, mm-hmm, like most cats. So the lid thing for me.
Yes.
It's the middle of the night.
Right.
I wake up being over 40 and I gotta pee.
Right.
And I'm trying, and you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, I don't want to get up. It's nice and warm. I'm super cozy. Maybe if I go back to sleep, I won't have to pee. Oh, I really have to pee. Maybe I should just acquiesce to my body, but I put it off as long as possible. And then I gotta, like,
and then it's like,
I can hightail it in there. And then you sit down, you're like, damn it, I just peed on the lid. No,
I leaked a little.
Yeah. Or if I get the cripple in the fingers and I don't have the proper dexterity to go for the lid. It's fucking dark. I'll turn on the light, but I'm half asleep. I'm not feeling it. My fingers are a little. And I gotta, like, lift up a lid and take things off. And it's like an obstacle course. I do not need an obstacle course for my bathroom.
To relieve yourself.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I need relief.
Yeah.
Not a challenge. Right. Challenge accepted. No. Challenge denied.
Right.
Like, I need achievement unlocked, not challenge accepted when it comes to peeing.
Yes.
So this is why I'm just adamant. Like, just seat down, lid up. Make it inviting, mm-hmm, you know, leave some spray in there, maybe put some wipes,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and, you know, make it an inviting environment, mm-hmm, not an obstacle course.
Right. So other bathroom habits I'm curious about.
Oh, gosh.
Things like grooming habits. What things are you okay with someone being in the bathroom while you're doing? And what are things that you're not comfortable with?
I definitely don't mind, like, the toothbrushing, mm-hmm, the face washing, things like that. Mm-hmm. We have discussed that for me, bathroom time is kind of alone time.
Right.
Especially if there's fecal matter flying everywhere.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not particularly into having somebody in there, like, chatting with me while I shower. Mm-hmm. Plus, that's kind of a zen meditation time for me anywhere where I can just, it's like, shower's relaxing. It's a good excuse to get away from people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If people text, where were you? You're like, I was in the shower. I don't have to answer the phone.
See, and you have, like, the perfect eyebrows too, so, like, plucking is not really a thing for you.
Thank you. I know. You were so jealous of my eyebrows.
I am so jealous of
you.
It.
Know, after
mine are, like, crazy, wiry little curly devils, and I hate them.
And then you have, like, the cute little hourglass shape. So I'm so glad we're, like, together. We are the perfect woman.
But things like putting on makeup, which I don't do very often, mm-hmm, but when I do, I don't know, there's something, yeah, for me, like, I don't want somebody watching me. I feel very self-conscious.
A little bit, and I don't know if it's because, like, sometimes it's stage makeup and you have to, like, go crazy with it. Like, this last part that I'm playing, I had four different kinds of eyeliner going on.
Yes.
I think for me, it's just a space issue.
Because
I want to give you your time to do whatever you need. And I don't want you to have to be like, oh, sorry. And we're constantly reaching past each other on the counter.
Right, right.
So I like to have the space to move around if I'm doing makeup, mm-hmm, or something.
I have dated some guys who are fascinated by the whole, like, makeup thing. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you do this? Like, and they, mm-hmm, just want to stare at you and watch you. And it's like, it makes me very uncomfortable.
I kind of like it then, because on the flip side of that, I have a weird thing where I think it's, like, pretty sexy watching a guy shave his face.
I would agree with that.
I think that's pretty hot. Whether they're just, like getting the neck so they don't have the neck beard, mm-hmm. or whether they're doing the full shape, there's like something like pretty awesome about it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, I can.
But then my chin hair, I don't want people seeing that. I don't want people watching me pluck my chin hair.
We don't want people to notice this also, like contemplatively, I don't know how to say that word, like thoughtfully checking like when it looks like we're just stroking our chins and thinking and doing things, and a lot of chicks, I gotta say, we're feeling around going, when did that come in?
Where'd that come from? It wasn't there yesterday.
I didn't see it. Where did they come from that they weren't there yesterday? And you're like, that's sharp and pointy. Oh my gosh, I just forget what the person next to me is just saying.
Oh, absolutely. I get so fixated on it. And I'm like, and I love that like you carry tweezers with
you. And you're like, emergency tweezer situation.
I need tweezers.
Yes. I know. This bag
I need
magic.
To start doing that.
You would think I am a mom because there's just like weird shit in my bag at all times. And then people are like, I haven't eaten all day. And I have a Clif Bar and some tweezers and a flashlight and like a multi-tool.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even that big of a bag.
No,
either.
It's not.
It's just magic.
I carry a giant purse and like I have nothing in
You're
it.
You're useless.
I
Forget
am.
It.
I am. If you need a pen, I have like four or five. Other than
colors.
That, I'm
and a Sharpie.
Worthless.
We need to like play that old Tupperware game where people are like, "What's in your purse?" And it just comes out.
Let's make a deal.
Yeah, definitely. Let's go and let's make a deal. Okay, I don't know how to say it. And we'll talk about toilets on there. but yeah, in general, I like the grooming time. That's just the casual stuff. Like I said, brushing teeth. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of space needed for that.
Right.
You do run the risk of, like, spitting on somebody else's toothbrush and going, ooh.
And I think it depends on the size of the bathroom, too. If you have a two-sink bathroom, obviously, it's a lot more spacious. Everybody can get their things done.
Right. But I do still want privacy for certain things, like staring at my pores.
Right.
Right. Because I got to, like, lean close in. Or have you ever just, like, hopped up on the bathroom counter when you have
Lord.
A bathroom counter
yes.
so that you can get that close in?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now you can pull out the flashlight on the cell phone and, like, all
I
the
do
things.
That, I used to do that. Like, at my old place, I used to do that with the chin hairs. So I'm like, I gotta get real close and see this shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit on the bathroom counter.
Right.
With a magnifying mirror.
I was gonna get serious.
And then there's, like, a magazine on one side. Mm-hmm. Where you're going, why do I need a magazine to do this? And it's not porn or anything. It's just, you know, like, trashy magazine like Us Weekly or something. And
I think that's a you thing. That's not necessarily a me thing. I don't do magazines. So.
I still have to do magazines, like, in my hands. I've learned to do some things virtually, reading, like, a lot of articles.
Sure.
And I can start to do, like, shorter books now, but I'm still tactile with magazines, I think, because a lot of them have, like, a lot of pictures or they're continued on a different page, and I just, like, that's my thing.
Yeah.
I still like magazines.
I get that.
I'm old-fashioned.
I still like books, like real-life books.
Yes.
I love them.
I still do like real-life books. Do you keep books by your toilet?
No.
I don't either.
I have such a small bathroom, though.
I have seen your bathroom.
I don't have a lot of space for much. I feel like it's overcrowded as it is, so. But luckily, I have a really, really big linen closet that houses most of my stuff.
Do you need me to make, like, a pocket next to your toilet paper? Like, right above your toilet paper holder that we can, like...
I think I'm good. Okay. I think I'm good. For me, it's mostly, like, the makeup. When I actually decide to do, like, if I'm going to a special event or something like that and I want to do, like, real makeup, I get the big old box down and I have to, like, I literally put it on my dining room table and I open it up and I pull out all the things and then I take those into the bathroom, like, once I figure out what I'm going to use.
Yeah, I don't do a lot. I do, like, lipstick, though.
Yeah.
We don't, I don't have any reading material in my bathroom either, strangely. Maybe, I don't know. Do you take, like, the phone in there?
I'm not in there long enough.
I think, in general, I had a discussion with a friend on this once that we were being sexist pigs, like you do, and saying, like, girls go more often. Like, this is a cultural thing where we have an advantage. where we have been brought up to go more often. Like, you better go pee or you're going to get a UTI or yeast infection or something. Like, right. It's like, go pee every time you can.
Yeah.
And so, like, the number two, you spread it out through the day. Like, you hear about guys that are like, I'm going in. And you're like, don't come in here. You know, and they're like in there forever. And you're going, like, if you, why are you holding on to it all day, man? Like, what is up with that? Like, it's okay to let it go a little more often. Mm-hmm. You're looking at me horrified right now.
I'm literally.
You're going like, how many times do you poop a day?
I know. I'm a little interested in your bathroom habits now.
Woo!
And I always wonder, you know, as far as like the male anatomy versus the female anatomy on that, you know, there are differences.
Right. And do girls just have to like let it out more?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then, and like the prostate doesn't get in the way necessarily, things like that. So like we have an easier time maybe.
Mm-hmm. And I do feel comfortable enough with you. This isn't a good like friendship milestone. Is the toilet.
Mm.
Because the first time you come out of the bathroom at somebody's house and say to them, don't go in there.
Right.
Because, like, a lot of times if you're like, oh, gosh, it's going to happen. Or I'm gassy or something. And then I look at them and I'm like, I kind of got to pee. Do you got to pee? And if they go, yeah, I got to pee. I go, you go first. That's when we're still in the polite phase. But then I'm like, you go first because you go first.
Right.
And then I come out. I'm like, don't go in there. Yeah. Another reason.
I'm like, give it a minute. That's my thing. I'm like, give it a minute.
I'm just going to close the door a little. Let's go get some snacks and do some stuff before you. Yeah, show me that photo album of your entire family, please. It was create a diversion.
I really did not think we were gonna get into the full like bathroom habit thing, the toilet. You know,
I went there with you. We went to the toilet together.
Wait, what?
We're girls. We do that.
That is true.
That's where the roller coaster is. That's what you guys don't understand. We have to go in twos. You need somebody to ride the roller coaster with.
Have you seen the toilets that are like the couple's toilets?
Oh.
Where they're like connected?
No, my friend. No.
I'm like, we have had the discussion about like sitting on the same side of the booth and stuff like that. I'm like, no way.
Ooh,
like, this is horrific.
No, my friend.
Like,
no.
What, can we hold hands while we're like pooping? Like, no, no. No, I'm good.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go have a party. It's party time.
Party time.
Party over here. Woo, woo. Party over there. Woo. No fecal matter in my toilet. Well, I mean, that's kind of where it goes.
Right? If it's not in your toilet, where?
Get a cover for your toothbrush.
Good call.
Uh-huh.
Protect that shit.
Flush. Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.